Caroline Murphy is here with It Says in the Papers.
Caught overnight, the papers are virtually a referendum-free zone. The only front-page recognition of a story they couldn't close out is a picture on the Irish Times of Count Centre officials in Edinburgh. But at first glance, the Irish Daily Star looks as if it is anticipating the vote, only to get it wrong. Yes, screams the headline, but no, it's not an incorrect prediction from Scotland. It's actually all about soccer. Ireland looks certain, says the story, to get the green light today to host four games at the Euro 2020 soccer tournament. A source, we're told, said the Irish camp will be devastated if the bid fails, as it's already believed to be in the bag, with today's lunchtime announcement in Geneva a mere formality. Was asking Maria Doherty to join the Office Lotto Syndicate a mere formality meanwhile? Maria started work in a Donegal call centre just last Monday, we're told, on almost every front page this morning. But by Wednesday, as she says on the front of the Irish Sun, she was being paid an amount she would have had to work nearly 25 years to earn. Maria had become the 13th member of the Office Syndicate shortly before Wednesday's lotto draw, and they scooped the 4.9 million jackpot that evening. If I didn't have the €2 change, I probably wouldn't have done it, she's quoted as telling reporters as the paper feature pictures of her celebrating. Sincredible, says the Sun. But there's good news for the rest of us too, at least according to the headline on the front of the Irish Independent. Alongside their picture of a smiling Maria, the headline on the lead story is "We'll thrive for a decade." It's about the economy, of course, but don't get too excited. Taoiseach warns against big tax cut in budget, is the headline on the front of the Irish Times. Arthur Beasley says, Enda Kenny warned last night that resurgent economic growth would not free the government to deliver a big tax cut in next month's budget. We're told he declared that the decisions taken in coming weeks could secure Ireland's recovery or threaten it. The Taoiseach, it's explained, was speaking at a business dinner, and the headline on it all on the front of the Examiner also reports on what he said. Budget priority is to cut 52% income tax rate, is the headline there. We're told Mr. Kenny said the government's priority was to reduce that rate on low and middle income earners, and that he labelled it as anti-enterprise, anti-investment and anti-jobs. Perhaps we should all be a little more anti-tablets and smartphones when it comes to our children, at least according to the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Our children learning first words on apps, says the headline, while the story adds that this may stunt their development. We're told parenting and psychology experts have voiced their concern that uncontrolled use of the internet along with smartphones and tablets could create a generation unable to catch a ball or cross a road, out of touch with reality, unable to relate socially, and unable even to bond with their mothers. The lead story in the Examiner, meanwhile, is on IT difficulties at Cork University Hospital, while that paper also finds front page space to report that a man was apparently asked to get down out of a tree, which he had climbed in an attempt to see Kerry train in advance of this week's All-Ireland final. Otherwise, this morning, the Times finds front page space to report what the headline says are mounting protests by asylum seekers over delays. Protests are spreading as residents in a fifth centre demonstrated, we're told. While The Independent has a piece on water. One in 10 households is at a risk of lead poisoning from ageing pipes supplying their water, says Paul Melia, who adds that replacing lead pipes will be one of Irish Water's main priorities. But finally this morning, Jim McGuinness's main priority this week is of course landing Sam. But in The Examiner, John Fogarty writes about times when the inspirational manager wasn't as self-assured. Self-doubt almost ruined Jim, is the headline there over a piece which charts McGuinness's journey to now, from a disastrous junior cert through doing his leaving in his 20s and to being overcome by nerves as he started in Tralee IT at 24. But the single biggest lesson he learnt along the way, which he brings to management, he used to call it locked on, says Fogarty. He now terms it nailed on. More than anything, says Fogarty, McGuinness believes in the word focus.